Amy Neal, director of education at the Cultural Center of Cape Cod in Yarmouth, says it felt like an avalanche as class after class had to be canceled.
So it was a bit of a whirlwind at first. As we kind of moved through the calendar, we realized that scheduling online classes is something worth trying.
Some work well online, others not so much, like steel drumming, because not everyone has a drum. But a cooking class with a chef is going ahead, complete with tasting.
We have curbside pickup that's arranged, and everything's packed up and sealed up, and reheating instructions are included for each student, so they get to still eat what he just prepared for the class, which is pretty cool.
The pandemic is also putting a crimp in the plans for the 400th anniversary of the Pilgrims' arrival on the Mayflower. This Friday's opening ceremonies in Plymouth and Provincetown have been postponed. K. David Widener, who co-chairs Provincetown 400, says he knows the new opening date in June may have to be changed again. He's looking ahead to the main events in September, which include a formal gala and a visit by the replica ship.
So we are at this point in time hoping that all things are green for us to have our commemorative activity with bringing the Mayflower to Provincetown on the 10th or 11th of September.
Performing arts centers face a different challenge. The canceling of big live events has cost the Zeiterion Theater in New Bedford half its earned revenue for the season. Executive Director Rosemary Gill says 70% of staff have been furloughed and 31,000 people won't be coming to New Bedford to see a show.
I think the whole thing is heartbreaking and devastating.
Also canceled are Zeiterion shows for school children and the 25th anniversary of the New Bedford Folk Festival, which had more than 50 performances.
So from the time frame from March to August, we would have hired 700 performing artists, and we've canceled all those contracts. And that's heartbreaking.
Supporters have asked how they can help. Gill says the best ways are to hold on to your tickets for a rescheduled date, donate their value back to the Z, or become a member. The Provincetown Art Association and Museum is one of the lucky ones. It succeeded in getting a so-called PPP loan. That's the Paycheck Protection Program from the federal stimulus bill. CEO Christine McCarthy says the loan will cover about 2.5 months of payroll, but a large roster of spring art classes has been put off, from drawing to plein air painting to sculpture.
You know, it's day by day. I mean, are we going to open in July? Are we not going to open at all?
She's trying to reschedule big shows for the fall, but under a cloud of uncertainty.
I don't know if people are going to want to come. That's, I think, the biggest part of having events where there are, can it sometimes be more than 100 people? Are people going to want to do that? And that's really the most unknown that I'm grappling with right now.
McCarthy says one thing that gives her hope is the knowledge that arts and culture organizations are in this together. She's doing video calls with nonprofits around Cape Cod and across the nation.
That kind of thing has offered a little bit of reassurance in terms of that we all have to get through this together.
These days, any bit of reassurance is a welcome thing. For WCAI, I'm Jeanette Barnes.